Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and you're listening to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, coming to you from my studio in southern Spain. The last year or so hasn't been kind to the theatre pipe community, with the death of a number of noted artists. So on this show, I'm remembering four players from the USA who fortunately have left a legacy of recordings. I'll start with Carl Cole, who was for some 11 years the musical director at the Springdale Music Palace, a pizza restaurant just north of Cincinnati, Ohio. Here's a typical opener from Carl, playing the Music Palace Wurlitzer, the Darktown Strutter's Ball. Carl started his playing career as a demonstrator for the Wurlitzer Company, playing their new lines of electronic organs. He went on to be resident for a while at the Pied Piper Pizza Peddler in Warren, Michigan, but for over 20 years he was also the house organist for the Wurlitzer in the Empire State Theatre in the New York State Fairgrounds in Syracuse, New York, where he recorded an LP for the Essential label called This Is Carl Cole. Well, that's original. This is a medley of two American songbook numbers, both from the late 1920s, Blue Skies and Love Me or Leave Me.
Thank you.
Carl Cole playing the Empire State Theatre Wurlitzer in Syracuse with Blue Skies and Love Me or Leave Me. Carl was unconventional in that he also sang and used a ventriloquist dummy during some of his performances. Quite an entertainer. He died in July 2015 in the US state of Maine. The next tribute is for someone who wasn't principally a performer. John Ferguson from Indianapolis was far better known for his teaching of the art of playing and arranging on theatre pipes. He was the inspiration behind a number of the new generation of organists, including Donna Parker, Jelani Ennington, Dwight Thomas, and later Mark Herman and Barry Baker. John did, however, record some tracks privately at the Paramount Music Palace, from which I've selected Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. I'm going off remit for this next track, but when you hear it, you'll understand why. In 1976, John Ferguson was playing a combination of piano and Hammond in a Mexican restaurant, the Conquistador, in Phoenix, Arizona. One night he brought with him a tape recorder, purely to critique his own playing. Fortunately, the results were issued on a CD called Duet for One. Thank you. When Sunny Gets Blue, the late John Ferguson playing piano and Hammond in 1976. Now, I've eaten in a lot of Mexican restaurants and never heard music like that. More's the pity. That must have been some portable tape recorder and microphone that he took with him that night. What stunning audio quality. While I never had the pleasure of meeting either Carl or Larry, I did know Tony Wilson in Los Angeles, and indeed he was a big supporter of my Hot Pipes programs. So when he announced on Facebook that he had a rare form of liver cancer earlier this year, we all hoped that he would respond to treatment. Alas, it was not to be. He died just 6 days later. Unfortunately, Tony didn't release many recordings, but from his one and only LP, made at the Organ Loft, Salt Lake City, when he was house organist for a pizza restaurant in the area, is Dream a Little Dream of Me. Tony Wilson moved back to Los Angeles in the mid-1970s to play at the Great American Wind Machine restaurant in Reseda, a suburb in the San Fernando Valley to the north of the big city. Now, as far as I know, he made no recordings there, and it was around the turn of the century that he released a CD featuring the Wurlitzer in the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium, just to the east of downtown Los Angeles, that was taped during concert performances. This is one of Tony's showpieces, composed in 1945, and which he also featured at the 2012 American Theatre Organ Society convention, Dingonzo Samba. Thank you. Tony was also a hands-on supporter of the Los Angeles Theatre Organ Society and was its newsletter editor for some time. Although his career took him in other directions, sound and vision services for the film industry, he never forgot his love of theatre pipes and was returning to the concert circuit at the time of his untimely death in March. My last tribute today is for Larry Douglas Embury, who again wasn't personally known by me. He also learned much of his craft in the organ-equipped restaurants in the 1970s and 80s, and in particular on the Wurlitzer in the Pizza and Pipes in Serramonte, Northern California, where he made this next track of Secret Love. Larry Douglas was born in Calgary, Canada, and raised in Vancouver, British Columbia. At just 20, he was engaged by Baldwin to play piano and organ at the Seattle World's Fair in 1962, and went on to work for Conn and Rogers Organs, and was involved with the design of their new models. In the mid-1970s, he moved to the Bay Area to play that Serramonte Wurlitzer. Fast forward to 2000, Larry Douglas moved to Atlanta to become the house organist for the biggest and one of the best organs still in its original location, the Moller in the Fox Theatre. Here he combined organ with his piano playing talents, often accompanied by a drummer, as in this vamping treatment of You've Gotta See Mama Every Night, or You Don't See Mama At All. Larry Douglas became somewhat of a household name to the patrons of the Fox, and he provided intermission music for its summer film festivals, as well as for overtures for the visiting stage productions. Fortunately, his place at the Fox is being continued by other artists in the area. If you'd like to listen to more complete tributes to these artists, they can be heard in my one-hour podcasts on my website, hotpipes.eu. Using the search function will show in which podcast they are featured. Do please join me again next week at the same time for lots more of this music from the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Until then, this is Steve Ashley signing off. Bye for now. ¶¶